Welcome to In the Hunt, your golf performance podcast. Think of us as your guides to better golf. This is Brian Bailey from Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'm joined with Mark Sweeney from Windermere, Florida. We are excited to be your guides for In the Hunt. Welcome to this episode of In the Hunt, PGA Tour, the World Golf Championship, Reed versus Bryson DeChambeau. This is Brian Bailey. I'm flying solo. Mark Sweeney is traveling. We had a communications and talked this through, so you're stuck with me today. So first thing we're going to do is dive into the actual leaderboard. And here in GameForge, we always talk about it takes four shots over the field to win. The WGC was a non-cut field. So if you look at the scoreboard here, we take the middle of the field, which is basically right around number 36. I pulled number 37. They shot two under. If we went ahead and extrapolated from that, you need to beat the field by four shots every round. You could see that the prediction would be 18 under as the in contention score to have a chance to win. And Patrick Reed nailed it, and Bryson DeChambeau was one under. So again, the minus four holds up like it does almost every week. So we're excited to show you that. So let's dig into the numbers and see how Patrick outdueled Bryson. So the first thing we're going to do is look at offense. Score for Patrick Reed was 4.5 under per round. He made 6.25 birdies, but how did he do that? So if we dig into the numbers, he averaged 7.25 in positions. So those would be your shots 20 feet and in. And he capitalized at an astonishing rate of 86%. So he made 86% of all his birdies 20 feet and in. And that is really what gave Patrick Reed his 6.25 birdies per round. Now let's flip over and see how Bryson compared to that. As we see here, Bryson averaged 4.25 under par. Again, that 4 under per round put him in contention. And he also made 6.25 birdies. So he matched Patrick Reed's birdie total, but he did that with 74% BIP. So he actually underperformed on the putting green by converting birdies by 12%. So how did he make up the ground to make the same amount of birdies? He did it with impositions. As you can see, he had 8.75 impositions, which is basically 1.5 more per round. So that would be 5 more opportunities throughout the tournament than Patrick did. So by ball striking wise, he gave himself more opportunities on the putting green, but Patrick outperformed him by putting. So overall, I would say on offense, these two are a push. They did it a little bit differently, but they both walked away with 6.25 birdies per round. The approach graphs show you that Bryson did outperform Reed slightly with ball strikings, gave himself about 7 more opportunities for birdie than Reed did throughout the tournament. But again, that was neutralized by Reed's great putting. So once again, we are going to call the offense a push. Now we're going to switch tactics and look at defense. What is defense? That is saving par. So if we look at total bogeys, Patrick Reed averaged 1.75 per round. So let's take a deeper dive into where did those come from. The first thing we're going to do is look at scrambling. Well, he hit 11 greens, so that means he missed roughly 7 greens per round. But of that, he converted nearly 80% scrambling. So of his 28 attempts due to missed greens, he only walked away with 6 bogeys. And if we dive down a little bit further and look for more bogey opportunities, in his 3 putts, he averaged 0.25 per round. That means he had 1 3 putt the entire tournament. So as you can see, he did a great job of avoiding the bogey. So as we flip gears on the other side, Bryson walked away with 2 bogeys per round. So again, we'll dive into the numbers. If we look at his conversion rate, once again, he had a 65% conversion rate, but he was averaging 13.5 greens. So he only had 18 total attempts to save par, where once again, Patrick Reed had 28. So he had 10 less up and down opportunities, which always helps in scrambling percentages. And he converted 65%. So he too walked away with 6 bogeys in his short game. So even though Patrick Reed had more opportunities and converted at a higher rate, they walked away with the same amount of bogeys via short game. So where's the big separator? What really separated the two and what cost Bryson this tournament simply was 3 putts. He averaged 1 per round. So he lost 3 shots to Patrick Reed via the 3 putt. Now we'll transition to Patrick Reed and what happened. Can we actually see this growth? So Patrick, here we look at from 2018 through 2019 till today. We can see at the start of the 2019 season, he definitely was struggling via score. But you can see right here, March, April, and May, he kind of started to turn his game around. And then basically we kind of plateaued here in July, and he's maintaining a really good scoring average through these months. So we see scoring trends moving in the right direction. Let's take a deeper look and figure out where the scoring came from. And it really was on the offensive side. As we can see here in March, April, May, where the transition really started to change, he was only averaging 4 impositions through this time period. And then he kind of made a big switch come June, where he got up to over 7 and kind of plateaued and maintained that. So he was giving himself almost twice the amount of opportunities than he did at the end of 2018 and at the start of the 2019 season. So again, you can start to see big improvements in his ball striking, which gave him big opportunities. And then we transition to the other half of the recipe for birdies is our BIP rate. So if we kind of take a look at Patrick Reed, once again, he was pretty flat here at 65%. Kind of doing what he needs to do. We can see a slight drop right here, kind of when we started having, so we had the double whammy. He was losing in positions. He started losing a little bit of BIP. But again, we turned it around in June, and we're starting to see this big trend upwards in BIP, where he's averaging from basically in the 2020 season, over 70% BIP conversion. So the secret sauce, again, is opportunities and conversions, and Patrick Reed is on a roll right now. On behalf of the GameForge team, Mark Sweeney and myself, we want to give a big congratulations to Patrick Reed for winning the World Golf Championship. As you look at his GFI above, you can see he was firing all cylinders. He did what it took to win the hunt. Thank you, and we look forward to bringing you more information next week. Continue sharing this with your friends. And again, we thank you for being in the hunt.